Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
You know, you can have a headache and then your mind just jumps to, oh, I've got a tumor, and you can, you know, you've got your funeral scheduled. We are so quick to take those negative thoughts and just expand on them. So here is a few just really practical things that I've learned that have helped me so much. The first one is that if you're starting to feel a stressful or painful thought or a looping negative thought, scientists have discovered that any kind of movement at all will sort of immediately calm you, especially if you're stressed out. So that could be walking. It could be rocking, sitting in a porch swing. You know how we calm a baby by going back and forth? It doesn't ever change. The brain calms as you sort of take a little moment to just walk, whatever you want to do. You know, in fact, I have gotten up in the middle of the night with a stressful thought, and I have just sort of done the ragdoll thing where you just go back and forth. And that sort of disconnects the mind from a traumatic or painful looping thought right there. And then at that moment, I look and I say, do I want to deal with this right now? Do I really want to deal with this thought? If it's not a good time, then I have learned, and this is like the price of therapy right here, I have learned that sometimes it's best to just do a healthy distraction, something that just totally takes your focus away, whatever that is. Maybe it's cooking, or maybe it is a project, a writing project, whatever it is. If it's not the right time to deal with a thought, it's okay to do a healthy distraction. Then if it is time to deal with that thought, look at it. Look at what you're feeling. So let's say that you're feeling worry. Go underneath that thought and find out the one sentence really that is causing that worry. Perhaps you've got a child that is a prodigal, and your worry is, my child is going to die. I'm going to get the phone call. And what you do is you look at that thought, and then you ask the Lord, Lord, would you replace that thought with truth? Sometimes it helps to sort of turn the thought upside down. So let's say, I'm afraid my child is going to die. Maybe you would turn the thought around, my child is going to live. You can turn it around another way. I am going to live, and I'm going to be life to my child. The Lord is life. So you just begin to play with that thought and turn it around until you sort of feel like the Lord is saying, okay, click, click, here is the truth.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.